darkness of the night, will you lead me astray? Reaching for my light, he sees something in me. Can't get you off my mind, no. Something strange is coming over me. He's right beside me, but we
walking while running out of options. I could Uber to the other side of town, but my battery life is on, let me check shit. It's on 2%, it ain't nearly enough. Like the cash I got in my pocket, that's when I see someone stopping, hoping this nigga God sent. And it's B the proceeder, he rolled the window down. I sense an evil demeanor, man, I should turn around. But where am I going? It's 2 a.m. in the morning, man, fuck it, I'm being paranoid. Voice in my head tell me chill, stop being hella moist. He looked me dead in the face, asked me, you need a ride? So I hopping and I'm just hoping I'll be alright. So where you going? I told him and he just started laughing. Said you're in luck because that's exactly where I'll be passing. I get a sudden sense of relief and relax a little. Smile on his face reassured me that I could trust the nigga. And so we riding while on the way he be cracking jokes. We chuckle up, reach for the dash and he pass me smokes. We spark it up, approaching the gas station. He asked if I mind waiting. I said nah, still uneasy, can't help it, my mind racing, so I waited. Grateful that I made it this far. He got out, and that's when I start searching the car. I'm wondering what I'm in for. I'm trying to find me some info. Who this nigga, what he planning, and what's he so kind to me for? As I'm going down this rabbit hole, I found some documents that were inside his cabin hole. I found his ID dating back 100 years or so. Thinking I'm tripping or something, this gotta be a joke. He walking back and I can't help but notice his pale skin. He looking back at me with that same grin. Opened the car, came in, gave me a drink and told me not to worry. He got me covered so I thought he wouldn't do me dirty, but I still wondered.
Darkness of the night, will you lead me astray? Reaching for my light, he sees something in me. Can't get you off my mind, no. Something strange is coming over me. He's right beside me, but we
I said, nah, nigga, play the music. You ain't got none, nigga, bullshit. Here I got some, it's some new shit. He like, who this? I'm like, who this? You stupid, this Drake. You know Jay, like the blueprint, Magna Carta, Holy Grail. I can see it on relate. I can see it in his face. Thinking this is kinda strange. So I ask about his age. He said he 25. When? Back in 75. We laugh it off. He hit the gas, so I buckle up. We going fast, what the fuck is up? He like, chill, nigga. Fuck how you feel, nigga. You need the help going through hell and you made a real nigga. And so we kept on talking and we had some things in common. Told me about life and conspiracies, how he searches for inner peace. He had an empty gaze staring at the road so eerily. I'm trying to hide the fear in me, running from the enemy. I take a closer look at his features. Skin looked like he bleached it. Hands ashy and his nails were the cleanest. And a sudden smell emerged out the blue, but then he just couldn't smell it. That's the price I had to pay for convenience. Now the headlights flicking from the other side of traffic made me notice cataracts in his eyes. I'm thinking that's it, nigga, pull over, I'll be fine here. He said we almost there, nigga, we almost where. He said we not despair. Before I knew it, we were at a memorial site. Told me that's where he died and so would I. I watched him age in front of me and got younger right after he dragged me out the car and beat my forehead with a shovel. He said this what's become of me. I'm grateful for your company, thanks for the recovery. And as I tried to ask him please,
thank you.